Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the Theme UK podcast. I am your host, Luke Manning. We're going to start off the show this week with your latest news first, starting off at Alton Towers. So here is your latest park news, and it looks like there's quite a bit. So this is coming to you from towerstimes.co.uk. Alright, from Old MacDonald's Singing Barn. Those who have been following Towers Times in 2007 will know that whilst the rest of the park has gradually opened over the first few weeks of the season, one attraction has not. One corner of Old MacDonald's farmyard has remained eerily quiet as Old MacDonald's Singing Barn has not yet opened. Well, this week, in a shocking twist, the animals have begun to be removed from the attraction. It's not known if they are simply undergoing a rehab or the attraction is being removed for good. But one thing is for sure, the Singing Barn will not be singing anytime soon. Extraordinary Golf is now approaching completion. The building site has officially gone and finishing touches are being put onto the West Course, which is expected to open sometime this week. Full lineup of the West Course is now as follows: Congo River Rapids Station, X Sector, Oblivion, Old MacDonald's Farm, Chicken Run, Old MacDonald's Farm, Pumpkin Patch, Rita Coin of Speed, Ugland, and Jewel. We here at Towers Times Manor, especially looking forward to putting our way through the Oblivion hole, which is amazingly good looking, as well as the two farm holes, which look quirky and heavily themed, and the Ugland hole, which has some unbelievably cute dinosaurs. Looks pretty neat. The ultimate event. And what had replaced the building site this weekend? The annual ultimate event, which has been held at the park for the last 12 years. This Christian concert once again took place on the park between Air and the golf course, which meant that the park was brimming over with guests. Between the event and the beautiful weather, which ensured that queues throughout the park were jam-packed, with many of the major rides spending the day with queues over an hour and a half long. Sorry about this, guys. Alright, Katanga Construction. Construction has begun on the new games unit in Katanga Canyon, with the area now being fenced off. The entire golf course has been ripped out and the foundation work has started to go in. The only remainder of the old golf course is the Katanga Putting Challenge sign, which is yet to be removed. Now, I wonder if the two rides in that area are open or not. Oh well. Your day has still a little way to go before it's ready to open for the public. The show is now finished and ready to go, but the company still seem to be having issues with their cameras, with one or two of them being notably absent from around the park. Having said that, we wouldn't be surprised if the system was fully up and running in the next couple of weeks. Towers and Gardens. As many of you will be aware, during April, the Towers and Gardens received large amounts of serious vandalism, from statues being smashed and upturned, to windows being smashed and walls being demolished in the towers. The good news is that since the gardens have been tidied up somewhat, with statues returned to their rightful positions, and a fair amount of cleaning up working having occurred around the conservatories. Unfortunately, the house doesn't look to have received any attention, and in many ways has now deteriorated further, even within a matter of weeks. Waffles and ice creams. Well, progress has also been made on the new Gloomy Wood food kiosk, while the unit still hasn't opened to the public and no new signage has yet to appear. It now does have its menu on display, so hopefully the unit might finally open in the next few weeks. When Gloomy Wood opened in 1992, the food kiosk at its heart was known as Wicked Things, which later became the Witch's Kitchen with the arrival of the Jewel unit. With arrival of Jewel, the unit was rethemed to become Zombie Bites, but only a few years later, this was replaced by an entirely unthemed fish and chips for 2006. This year, since the fresh fish and chips opened in Forbidden Valley, the unit is all changed again to become waffles and ice cream. But we wait with bated breath to see if it will once again be suitably themed. Kariba Creek news. Finally, we bring you some news from Kariba Creek, where the planning permission has just gone in for a new water slide. The new addition has been much discussed over the past year, with many people expecting it to be some sort of a world first. Although we'll have to wait a little longer to find out exactly what the water park actually had planned. In other news, the flash flood pools in the water park are currently closed for maintenance work. Whether this is in any way related to the proposed new slide is unknown, though it seems a little early for the two to be connected. For the duration of the works, the upper two outside pools remain closed, though the ground level pool and the bubbly wobbly pool have so far remained open. And this just in, the Extraordinary Golf is completely and fully opened, and it opened up on May 7th. From Chessington, there are Chessington Zoo only days from Tuesday the 15th to Thursday the 17th of May. Entry price is $5 for young adventurers under $12, $6 for adventurers over 12. And from Fort Park, Rush is now closed. That does it for this week's extremely discombobulated, in my opinion, news. This week for you, we have two featured attractions. They are Enterprise and Submission from X Sector in Alton Towers. So, let's get on with it. Although an old ride, this is still great. And of course, we're talking about Enterprise. It starts off with the wheel flat at ground level, with the cars round the rim. Passengers climb aboard all the cars at the same time. As the ride starts, the wheel spins with ever-increasing speed, which forces the cars outwards. A large central arm then raises the wheel up until it's operating vertically. If you're at the top, you are upside down. No safety belts, just centrifugal force keeping you in your place. This is another ride which used to be situated in Festival Park, now Uggland, but was moved to X Sector and rethemed for the 1998 season, when Oblivion was opened. It still proves popular and seems to give the same sort of thrills as many of today's major rides, such as Submission. And to me, well, this looks a bit like a nutty ride. Wait, a bit like a nutty ride? It is a nutty ride. Alright, fact file. Location, X Sector. Open 1984, manufacturer Huss cars 20, capacity per wheel 40, capacity per hour 1,400, diameter of wheel 56 feet. Unfortunately though, there we do not have any audio from Enterprise. Second attraction is Submission. Dare you submit yourself to Submission, Alton Towers' latest white-knuckle flat ride. Its name is hint enough. The double-inverted ride pounds the pulse and plunges the senses into freefall. Spin both vertically and horizontally on this awesome ride. In 2001, Submission replaced Energizer at the bottom of the X Sector. It is one ride which is not for the faint-hearted. The ride has two carriages, each with their own queue and loading bay. Holding 24 people, each carriage is swung forwards and backwards by the two large arms. They also rotate on their own axis. After a few rotations in the opposite direction, the carriages meet at the top and hold the passengers upside down. The restraints lower over your head, and lap bar restraints presses tightly against them. As the ride starts to swing, you are pushed against the back of your seat and then against your restraint as you swing the other way. The experience of being dangled in the air is like no other. After a few rotations, you are then held upside down at the top. This makes the blood rush to your head and pushes your legs against the restraints, which can sometimes be quite painful. On a quiet day, the ride is put on the longer setting. Obviously, this is for better thrill seekers, but for those who feel sick on the short setting, the long one might be quite nauseating. Yeah, it doesn't go that high up, but it's still crazy. Alright, fact file. Location, X Sector. Opened March 2001. Cost, $2 million. Manufacturer, Chance. Speed, 7 revolutions per minute. Capacity per train, 24. Capacity per hour, 858. Duration, 2 minutes. Height, 52 feet. I do have some audio from it. Announcements, so I'm going to play those announcements for you right now.
Submission awaits. Be prepared for embarkation. To keep your waiting time to a minimum, please follow the instructions given by the operatives at all times. Attention, for your own safety, submission requires all candidates to be at least 1.2 meters tall. This experience is also not suitable for expectant mothers and those who suffer motion sickness, heart, back, or neck problems. You have been designated to challenge submission. May we remind you that loose items are not permitted on board. However, possessions can be left in the designated areas on the platform at your own risk. Thank you. Attention. Submission is experiencing a delay that cannot be resolved at present. Your safety and comfort are our primary concern. Therefore, we will have to ask you to please leave the queue line and enjoy our other attractions. Our operatives will direct you to the most convenient exit. Thank you. We repeat, submission is no longer in operation. Please leave the queue line. Thank you. Attention. Submission is still experiencing a delay. We are currently unable to assess the length of the delay, but will endeavor to resolve the situation as quickly as possible. If you are towards the back of the queue, however, you may wish to leave and enjoy our other attractions. Thank you for your patience.
This has been the Theme UK podcast. We'll see you next time.